Coats and Butts, written by Sia Sipi, 5379, read by Mistborn Hero, fandom Leverage. Alec loved all of his foster siblings. Really, he did. But that did not mean he was ecstatic about spending his Friday night babysitting one of them. Nana was taking the others to see a movie, but Brianna had claimed no interest and caused such a fuss that Nana had asked Alec to stay home with her. So, instead of doing what he had wanted to do, test the new fake ID he had made, Alec was stuck at home with Brianna, which was way better than some of the others. Brianna rarely acted out with him, and she loved sci-fi as much as he did, so he could throw on some movie or show she liked and do his own thing. At least, normally he would have been able to. But Brianna had other ideas. "So what exactly do you want to do?" Alec asked her. He had offered nearly half a dozen options, and she had turned them all down. "I want to learn about your computers," she said excitedly. "They are awesome." Well then, that was unexpected. None of his siblings had ever shown an interest in what he did on his computer once they learned that it wasn't games, which Brianna absolutely knew. He had told her before.
"What do you want to know about them?" he asked.
"I want to learn how to code. I made a robot at the library, but they didn't teach us how to make the program, just use it." She pouted at that, like it personally offended her that a beginner class about building robots didn't teach coding in an hour. He knew those classes and how short they were, but to the mind of a child, there was much to be offended about. But it was something he could help with.
"Do you want to make a new code for your robot?" he asked. "Or do you want to learn something else?"
He was willing to teach her either. It wasn't every day that someone asked him to teach them how to code. It was even less often that his siblings asked him to teach them anything. He loved them all, but they didn't see him as much as other than fun older brother that drove Nana up the wall lovingly. So he was very excited about the prospect of one of them wanting to learn from him, and for a skill that could really help her in the future. He would do anything for them. Brianna had a thoughtful look on her face. The amount of thought she was putting in told him she really wanted to do both, which worked in his favor.
"If you learn enough new things, you'll be able to figure out your robot without help," he suggested. A suggestion which got him a huge smile.
"Yes, something new," she said, bouncing up from her seat on the floor. "Can we start now?" He smiled back at her.
"Of course," he said. "Let's go over to the table and we can get started."
He grabbed the laptop he had intended to work on and headed to the table he meant, following after Brianna, who had practically run there in her excitement to get to learning. He wasn't sure he had ever seen her so excited for anything, other than maybe ice cream. He made sure two chairs were close enough together that they would both be able to see the computer screen, no matter which one of them was typing, which would be mostly Brianna, if she wanted to learn properly. After sitting, he pulled up a blank project for Brianna to work in. It wouldn't do for her to accidentally mess up one of his codes. Plus, he didn't want her to get overwhelmed. Once it was ready, he nudged the computer over to her.
"So, we are going to do a basic program first," he said.
Alec walked Brianna through the process of the first programming command anyone learns.
and smiled at the joy on her face when the computer output "Hello World" for her. After which, she immediately started begging him to teach her more, which he did. And that was how Nana and the others found them later that night. Both of them sat at the table, working on a basic calculator program. It was simple, but that was good for Brianna. She was getting to learn a bunch of the basic skills, and that not everything is as fun as it might seem on the outside. Not that anything was deterring her, based on everything they had done that evening. Nana gave him a look that told him she did not approve completely, but that she wouldn't get in the way. He gave her a look back of innocence. He was not going to teach Brianna how to hack, at least not until she was old enough to understand exactly what she was getting into. He was still going to get her a computer of her own to use, and some robotic kits and parts. Alec was so going to encourage her to do more than that. It was good for her, and while Nana would get annoyed with all the parts everywhere, it would keep Brianna out of some of the trouble she was known for. Hardison sat at the table with his head in his hands. He had the worst headache and was stressed beyond comprehension. Everything that could have gone wrong had on his last trip. He had only barely managed to get every one of his people out safely, though not without injuries. His were the worst out of everyone, so he was told under no uncertain circumstances he was heading back to New Orleans and his family. He didn't mind that part too much, but he could have done without all the pain and suffering. So, he sat alone in the theater's main room, while everyone was off doing other things. Hardison had let them baby him as much as he could stand, but there was only so much he could handle. His injuries may have been the worst, but they weren't that bad. The mental impact was a lot stronger, but it wasn't something any of them would be able to do anything about. He would just have to wait and try again another time, with even better preparation and intel. He knew he was wallowing at the table, but he didn't want to do anything else, and everyone was finally leaving him alone, so he didn't particularly want to move either. So, he wallowed, for who knew how long, until he heard a small thump and his chair vibrated. He finally picked his head to look around the base of the chair, only to see a small wheeled robot at the base of his chair, backing up and getting to ram it again. A familiar small robot that he hadn't seen in well over a decade. It was far enough back that it decided to start going forward again and rammed into his chair for a second time. He smiled and looked up to see Brianna across the room, standing in one of the doorways holding an old laptop. "I see Booster's still crashing into everything," he said. Brianna smiled back at him. "He is. I found him and wanted to see if he still worked," she said. "He does, as well as he ever did." "I can see that," Hardison said, looking at the small bot that was gearing up to ram his chair for a third time. "I was thinking of maybe taking another look at his code." She held up the computer. "Wanna join me?" He thought about it. While he had been wallowing in his thoughts, the idea of looking at the code of the old robot was tempting, and a hopeful look on Brianna's face told him that that was the hope. She was trying to pull him out, not with platitudes like the others, but with a distraction. He didn't want to break that hope. Making his baby sister sad like that was not okay. "I'd love to," Brianna beamed at him and hurried across the room. She scooped up Buster on his way to ram Hardison's chair for a fourth time and settled at the table's other chair. She opened up the laptop and prepared to open the code. "I was thinking of starting with his proximity sensors," she said. Hardison smiled again, seeing the same joy that he had when she was a kid and just learning to code for the first time. The end.